Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello, everyone. Just me at the top of the show to do a bit of a housekeeping and a bit of a thank you. So, all six of the live streams for that season are done. They are still available if you're listening to this the day it comes out. They're still available until midnight, August 7, Australian Eastern Standard Time. So, tickets are $10 per show, or you can try and cram all six for $50. And that's it. Then they disappear forever. So thank you everyone who's been, spreading the word about those. It was a lot of fun and I think they looked great and I was really, really happy with the end result. Also, thanks everyone who's been keeping up with the Patreon subscription. I understand it is crazy times for a lot of people and I'm very, very thankful that for the absolute wonderful support that people have been given my show and me personally. So thank you very much for that. And also for everyone who's been spreading the word in these times. Lots of people are looking for things to do, things to occupy themselves. And thanks everyone who's been putting my podcast when every now and then you see people say, hey, what's some podcast recommendations? Thanks for putting Don't You Know Who I Am in the list. Hopefully you've all been enjoying the latest episodes. Things are going to get a bit tougher now because I'm in Melbourne and so we're in strict curfew and we've just been told that Stupid Old Studios, where I normally record, might not be available. They might be, might not be. We're still not really sure. It should be, but who knows? Who knows? So I might be doing them from home. I think the sound will still be fine. If you listen to the top five, I do them from home and they sound fine. So there you go. That is all I need to say. Thank you everyone who's been giving it 5 stars on the iTunes and Apple Podcasts apps. That's always very, very nice. Enjoy this episode and I will see you who knows where. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week on the internet I used to share my name with a man who died in 1918 in New South Wales while attending musket training, which makes me think that someone in that course did not pass if he died at musket training. Hey, if this is your first time on the podcast, what I do, I get four very, very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest, he shares his name with a Melbourne man who works for Google Cloud. So I'm guessing he has to explain to his parents how it works every time they talk. Can you please welcome, it's David Quirk. Yeah. That's you, Dave.
That's ironic, given how much of a Luddite I am.
Yeah, just before we were recording this, you went to record on your end. You went, nah, got no memory.
No memory. I have to think, yep, so there's no way in hell I work for Googs. Hi, everyone.
The Googs. Also joining us.
Googs, like pingers.
Yeah.
No, I work for Googs. Whatever I can take, it's tough
work,
out. Yeah.
As in you'll be paid in Googs. Googs?
That is correct, yeah.
Too that's, early for the that's, drug references.
That's high, yeah. That's big money in comedy these days.
What is, in, when I was kicking about taking pills, in 2003, 2004, that was my time. They were between $30 and $50. What would an ecstasy pill be these days?
A tablet.
An ecstasy. I think it's the same. I don't think that inflation has hit the pinger market that they're hard.
I don't want to speak as someone who knows about it, but I think they'd be cheaper than $50.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping.
All right.
That was a lot.
You were paying those Tassie prices.
It was a Tassie price, yeah. Okay, Also joining us is a woman who shares her name with a Boston National Disaster responder. Can you please welcome back to the pod? It's Rose Callahan. Yeah.
Yay. Ooh. I didn't know about this Boston responder. I just know about the poet.
Yeah, there's a poet and the real estate agent who we talked about last time.
Don't get me started. Trigger warning, Rose Callahan, real estate. But Rose, I've almost scrubbed her from Google, though. It's fine.
Are you a Rosemary or a Rose?
Nah, just straight up Rose. Rose Sheila, actually.
Rose Sheila.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Sheila's my middle name. Sheila by name, Sheila by nature. Well, that's me.
This Boston woman's a Rosemary, but I thought, I'm sure she gets called Rose.
Yeah.
So it's in.
She sounds shit. What did she do?
She actually sounds amazing.
She's a first responder to national disasters.
Ugh, first responder. What a nerd. What does that mean? She saves people.
Yeah. Well, in Boston, she would have been attending the Boston Marathon when they had their bomb go off. So
didn't have anything better to do. Whatever.
Wonder if she gets paid in pills.
Good on you, Rosemary. Yeah.
How do you get the title first responder? Like,
you have to be first
normally,
there.
Isn't it normally?
She was competing in the marathon, and she's just sort of diverted off to the left.
It's like a game of Tiggy.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Gotcha. First. I was first. Got here first.
Our next guest.
An accident, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, being a first responder. So how do you have that as a title? I don't understand.
You're just lucky, I guess.
Didn't you say, wait, I'm confused. That doesn't matter.
She's a responder to national disasters.
Yeah, but you can't always be first.
Yeah, that's weird. Why are you always there?
First every time.
Why is she always there, Rosemary Cat? That's a bit suspicious, I think. I think we need to look into that, the Boston bombing.
Our next guest. When you type his name into Google, the related searches are Seren Meaning, Seren Girlfriend, and Seren Chess. Can you please welcome back? It's Seren Jayamana. Yay.
Hello. Yes, yeah. Thanks for having me. What are the answers when you hit...
Well, I didn't click on them, really but it's third. Interesting. Yeah, that's the first one, Seren Girlfriend. Yeah.
Okay.
And
is that like a predictive search? Like, does Seren, the comedian, have a girlfriend?
I think I have to know. But
really?
It's me. It's mostly me searching.
Yeah.
How do we make this happen?
But the other ones are just Seren Meaning, which is not your surname there, and Seren Chess also doesn't have your surname.
I was like a pretty good chess player in my youth.
Yeah.
So maybe that, yeah. All right. Google knows too much.
Yeah, it does. I know too much too. And finally, is a first time to the podcast, kind of. A first timer from out behind the Patreon paywall. He's the only person in the world with his name, but he kind of does share it with a farming company called Blanchette Marcel. Can you please welcome Marcel Blanche de Wilt? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. To be that fancy. I thought I was fancy enough.
Yeah.
I am cheating with the hyphenated name. You know, that is us kids of divorce and others. Yeah.
Wait, so was it not hyphenated before the divorce?
No, I was just a Blanche, a boring old Blanche, like a Tennessee Williams character.
Yeah. Thank God. Thank God for that divorce. It really jazzed things up for you. I mean, sorry.
My mum probably feels the same way.
Yeah. totally. Let's get her on.
Yeah. Okay, our first game today is called Social Me Media. We'll read out a post from one of you four. If you think you know who said it, you buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. Over Zoom, sometimes people say there's a delay. There's no delay, okay?
Mm.
It's working fine, okay? You can't guess for your own ones. You get a point if you get it right, a point to the person who actually wrote it if you're incorrect. So, your names, your buzzers, poker faces on. First one is this one. I kissed Josh Thomas, now I'm leaving the country.
Marcel.
Yes, Marcel.
Saran?
No, that was David Quirk there. What?
I actually wrote that.
You wrote that in 2017?
Right.
Oh, yeah, because you're actually on the TV show where you kissed Josh Thomas.
It makes sense, but... Mm.
Which TV show?
Please Like Me.
Oh, the main one. That,
it was more than kissing, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Now, did you...
I should have been paid extra.
You auditioned for that, or did they just say offer only? Are you at the point now where you're offer only, David Quirk?
No, it certainly wasn't offer only, but I think they had me in... No, I think they wanted me for that role, so yeah. Kind of for that, a little bit, yeah.
So...
Good story.
In the audition, did they bring up... Oh, you will be kissing Josh? Or is it just like, hey, we're all cool and you're an actor and we're going to kiss and it's going to be fine?
I knew I played like a, I had to play like a one night stand, like a hookup kind of role. But it wasn't until I remember clearly being in the, I was in a cab going to the table reading, and it's when I saw the full scripts.
Yeah.
And I remember calling my manager just saying, I don't know if I should go through. Like, I was, I must have been like homophobic or something because they were full on.
No, you were an ally just going, this should go to a, this should not go to a straight actor. This should go to a gay actor. Is that what you're saying in 2020?
Okay. No.
Because that's how I feel when I see you cast in Rosehaven. Because I'm like, that should go to a Tasmanian actor if there's any about. Like,
that's right. A tactor.
You know.
No one told me that. I just was. I had to wrap my head around how sexual it was. That's all.
What did it say in the script? Did it say heavy petting or something? Or
it says they fornicate.
Okay, so I didn't say.
If you were homophobic, I think you would have left the country before the kiss.
Yeah.
The tweet implies. Yeah, there's something.
I'm just going to check. I'm just going to.
I fled from the shame.
Question two. Just became an uncle today, so yeah, my brother fucks.
Rose.
Yes, Rose.
It's Seren.
Yeah, it is Seren. Yes, point there for Rose.
Because we're friends, and I know that he's so an good. Uncle now.
I think yeah, my brother. Because we're friends, and I know his brother puts out.
Well, for a second there, I was when you guessed it right, Rose. I was like, yeah, someone she's au fait with my tweets, but actually, you just know that I have a nephew. Which is kind of disappointing.
Because we've got only child Rose, Marcel, brothers, sisters?
Yeah, I got two older brothers. Oh, cool. I'm an uncle.
Yeah. Dave's got...
Oh, I have a half-sister. I am like an auntie.
So Dave's the youngest, Marcel's the youngest. Serena, youngest?
Youngest, yep.
Rose, youngest?
Oldest of like the half-sister... Around. It's like estranged dad stuff. We can get real into it if mine, you want to.
I actually have a younger sister, but for the purposes of this, don't worry about it.
Oh, I thought you were youngest by a long way though today.
No, there's a slightly younger sister.
Oh, okay.
Claire. All right. If you're listening, Claire.
Good. Hopefully she is. All right, question three. Big Boomer Energy is demanding you get rid of your stuff out of their house because they have no space when they have three spare bedrooms, two sheds and a home office with a filing cabinet exclusively for electricity bills from 1997.
David.
I heard David first.
Marcel?
No, that was Rose Callahan. Another point there for Rose.
Do I lose a point?
No, you got... Rose got one.
Okay.
Classic Rose Energy.
Yeah.
It was Rose. I thought it was you for sure, Marcel.
That ended up a bit in the show. So you have good taste in tweets. It goes pretty well.
That's a good one. Great.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent.
You can find them.
As heard on Don't You Know Who I Am. Excellent. Question four. Every school leaver today, nervous about their ATAR. My partner looking at CVs because they're hiring a new team member. Lol, this fool put their ATAR on their resume.
David?
Yes, David.
Marcel?
No, that is Saran. A point there for Saran.
Oh, I should have known. ATAR. Wait, no.
Why am I so bad at this game?
Is that a Sydney thing? Or is that
No, it's like a young person thing. Yeah. I feel like we're all the generation where we're like, ATAR? It's called a TER.
Yeah, it was called a TER when I was at school.
Yeah, that's how old we are. ENTAR/TER. That's like, yeah.
For me, it was... My premises in the current day, though.
Yeah, for me, it was TCE.
Oh, is that a Tasmanian?
Yeah, which is like HSC, TCE, that's what it was. Yeah, I just know HSC from Home and Away as a kid. Like Selena seemed to be worried about HSC for 5 years.
Selena.
Well, she might have got kept down.
Yeah.
Selena, don't you remember Selena?
She'd get pregnant or something?
Probably. She was a bit of a bad girl. I think she lived with Fisher for a while, though.
I was more of a neighbour's guy.
Pippa.
You're into Pippa. Pippa 1 or Pippa 2, Dave?
What were the two goons' names like that in the early 90s like, that had – he had a very tight – do you know what I'm talking about? There was two like meathead guys.
Oh. Well, there was Tug. Tug and Selena were together for a while.
Tug?
Yeah. They both started off as the bad kids in the school.
Heartbreak High.
So there was Drazic.
You're thinking about a different show. You're thinking about Drazic by the sounds of it.
Yeah, maybe I am.
And the shark pool guy. What was his name?
Ryan. Ryan was on there. And then there was the guy with short blonde hair. I think his name was Bolton or something like that.
I always remember
all rollerbladed. That's how you knew they were cool, because they were rollerbladers. I actually watched The Heartbreak Kid the other night, the movie that started Heartbreak High.
Alex Dimitriadis.
Oh, like just so hot, but it's weird because he's like 19, but he's playing. It's so problematic. The whole movie is about a teacher that fucks her student at the school, and it's like a romantic movie, and we were just like, oh. But he is pretty.
It is in the acceptable way that can be, which is female teacher, male student.
Yes, exactly. Yes, the hot way.
You flip that around,
as they call it.
You flip that around, even in 1993. Yes. That's not passing the censors.
Yeah, the lawyer's like, excuse me, judge. Though we will see that the teacher is pretty smoking, and they're like, yep, no, that's true.
It's romantic. It definitely is.
Yeah. Mm.
All right. Question five. My FOMO does not stretch to Zoom gigs.
Rose.
Yes,
wait,
Rose.
I'm just trying to deduct from where people... it's got to be somebody in Melbourne. I'm going to say Quirk.
No, it's Marcel. A point there for Marcel. Everyone has scored now. This is good.
Yeah, but this doesn't count as a Zoom gig. This is a podcast.
Thank you. Yeah.
I haven't done one yet, but I am now doing two. So
behind the scenes, I have also not been asked to do a Zoom gig, but...
Well, I'm doing a gig on Friday that I just read an email, and they're like, so the Zoom tickets. And I was like, wait, I got ambushed into a Zoom gig? Like, I thought I was doing a regular gig.
Oh, you thought it was a live act?
Yeah.
Will there be people there in the room?
No, there is an audience.
That's not so bad.
That's the difference, I think. Yeah.
I did a Zoom gig the other week. My only one. I've done two, but this one was for the local. And that's a really good one. Like, there's a regular crowd there, but there was a woman in the audience who had her mic on, and then halfway through Eleanor Tiernan's set, she just went, "What? Oh, no, I'm just watching the comedy show. No, it's all right. I don't care for this one. There's the person I want to see hasn't been on yet." And everyone's like, "Oh god, can you just mute?" But we didn't know who it was speaking, so everyone had their cameras off. So it was like, "Can everyone just mute themselves?" For a bit, and it was...
So the audience is mic'd up.
Yeah, so you can hear them laughing.
Okay. Because I'm doing this other one, which has got music people like Briggs and stuff.
Yep.
It's called Inside Sets. And apparently this is...
Musicians, they're called. Yeah.
It's got Inside music Sets. People. Yeah, music people. You know, those people with their music. And but I just find everything out like third hand. I'm reading the article and they're like, oh, and it's interactive with the audience, and they can like say things and they can buy different tickets depending on where they're sitting in the venue.
Oh, really? And, so you can,
if
you don't like your camera person, you can get a different
camera
person.
Yeah, I'm like, does that mean there's like cameras all over the room or something?
My favorite one is they do a half hour beforehand like foyer experience where you're just sitting in the foyer talking to other people who are watching the show. It's like, nah. I'd rather just scroll my phone and wait
that
for the
was
show
the other thing
up.
That it said. It was like a meet and greet thing before the show, and I'm like, oh, I can just imagine how awkward that's going to be when you're like, oh, you know, Tahir's like, I know that you don't know who I am, so I'll just be like hiding from the camera or something.
Surely the one benefit of doing a virtual gig is like you don't have to. Like for the punters, they don't have to go anywhere. Yeah. They don't have to be there early.
Don't have to wait.
Don't dress up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And we don't have to have the awkward conversation after the gig. I like to think that after the set, they have a bit where the audience is just like, you know, like you'll virtually walk past each other and the lady will be like, oh, no. So I don't know how you get up there, but yeah, good on you. Good on you for, it's just, so brave. Anyway, and so you can
that
still have
funny.
That. Awkward interaction and feel bad about yourself, which is what I like.
The dream.
Question six. Not sure if I have ADHD or if I just have a phone.
Dave?
Yes, Dave. Saran.
Rose?
No, that's Marcel as well.
Oh.
Went back to back with Marcel.
Rose is very well aware that she has ADHD.
Yeah. But I was also like, I don't know if I was like, did
Sorry,
I
that's
write
a good
that?
Point. I was not thinking about that when I answered that question.
I'm literally an ambassador for ADHD. I just want everybody to have it, but I actually am. So
I actually did think of Rose when I wrote that tweet. I was like, I hope this isn't readers insensitive, but also my diagnosis is still pending. So.
That happens a lot. People are like, I've got it. I mean, I haven't actually like filled out the paperwork and like, I mean, I was supposed to go to see the guy and then I like forgot, but you know, I'm so sure that I have it.
All right. Question yeah. 7.
Damn it.
Twitter's shit. That's all.
Marcel.
Yes, Marcel.
David Quirk.
You are correct. Yes, another point there for Marcel.
Solid gold.
Is that one of his biannual tweets that he posts?
He's not tweeted since 2017.
See?
I'm out of his words.
Yeah.
Was that the last?
The last tweet.
It was, no, there was two tweets.
What's the last tweet?
There was two tweets. Know. The first one was, how do you use this Twitter thing? And the second one was, Twitter's shit.
There was a early on, all right, I'm on this now, so give us a follow.
Yeah.
And then... quickly followed by Twitter shit. Yeah.
It's a beautiful word economy there, Dave.
And I said it's good. It's only three syllables. I like it.
Yeah.
Did I said it on Twitter, did I?
Yeah. Yeah.
I should have said it on the other mediums as well.
Mm, I reckon it's
let
better
them
on
know.
Twitter. You're not talking behind their back.
But you true.
Yeah,
that's
it's
what
a bit
people
cowardly
on,
to.
Are
on
people
Twitter.
Still using it? Is it still coming in handy?
Oh,
yes.
Twitter? It's got better. It's got better,
Has
if anything.
It?
Yeah, it's a really good start.
But your tone would work very well on Twitter because all people do on Twitter is say how shit Twitter is and how much we hate being on this website. But then we just stay because, I don't know, we like hearing about depressing political news, I guess.
Got to get that dopamine.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. I'll buy that.
Yeah.
Next question. Proud to Check be the out. Comedian other comedians instinctively go to when they have Centrelink questions.
Marcel.
Yes, Marcel.
That is a rose.
You are correct. Racking
Fuck
up the
you,
points.
Marcel. Okay. You know, it could have been anyone. It could have been Seren, the noted accountant. I feel like Quirk is very believable. Actually, no, it's not believable that you would want answers to anything and go to David Quirk for information.
It's not.
How to kiss Josh Thomas.
Yeah.
That's true. How to finger Josh Thomas. What part of the perineum does Josh Thomas like stimulated mid makeout session? Sorry, that was.
I'm not homophobic, by the way. I just thought I was maybe for 2 seconds in a taxi.
But it's always nice to be challenged on that kind of stuff.
That's right.
And you go, oh no, I'm not. I'm a good person.
I prefer it in a way. All right.
Question 9. There was a time not too long ago when Helga's was the height of fancy bread in Australia.
Seren.
Ooh.
Yes, Seren.
Was that Marcel?
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Seren. Yeah.
It's pretty easy in a way because we just know that David, like, Quirk never posts on social media ever unless it's like, how
so
do
just
I work
me
this
out.
Thing?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
just rule me yeah. out of the game.
Yeah, pretty
I
much.
That's a good tweet, the Helga's one. It's a very true, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what it might not be funny, but it is nostalgic and true.
I feel the same way about focaccias at cafes and a cappuccino with like chocolate powder on the top. That's all. It was a simpler time. Helga's bread, focaccias, fancy.
Yeah. Did anyone else's mum give them the froth of their cappuccino?
No, we didn't have cappuccinos when
sometimes.
I was growing up. It was international roast, and you'd loved it.
Wow!
And there was no froth on that.
No froth on international roast.
They didn't. Get coffee beans in Tasmania. They wouldn't let them on the Abel Tasman or
no,
whatever.
Wasn't until I'm going to say 95, 96 when Bernie got a cafe.
I think coffee arrived in
called
Tasmania
Giorgio.
Just after the ecstasy. Get the shot.
Yeah. Grains. No, they're not. Sorry.
I remember Rose with the focaccias getting a focaccia and a cappuccino in my lunch break when I was working at the supermarket and feeling like I was an adult. It was one of those things like, this is what adults do.
Yeah.
I was like 15, 16, having a lunch break going, yep, this is, I'll have it. And I think I had like a ham, cheese, pineapple focaccia, thinking I was an adult.
Oh, pineapple. Yeah. Oh, my God. Is this in Burnie?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I've been to Burnie. They're still serving the ham, cheese, and pineapple focaccia. We just eat it going, this is so much bread. This is like way too much. I wish I had some Helgas right now.
Yeah, I used to, I met Helga herself.
Did you?
Clang.
No, I didn't. She was a nice lady. She was nice.
Our last question for the round. When I die at 90 years old, my gravestone will say, up and coming comedian.
Marcel. Well,
yes,
it
Marcel.
It can't be me.
Saran?
No, that was Rose. Put there for Rose.
I'm really, painting a nice picture of myself. I'm like, I'm a fucking loser who's on Centrelink. My mum won't let me put my shit in her house and I'm mad about it.
And you still... like Dave Hughes, aren't you?
In a way. Yeah,
old,
yeah, yeah.
Old Dave Hughes.
One, yeah, he's on every show now. How can I? So if I keep complaining, maybe I can host every single show in Australia.
Is he? No, he's only on The Masked Singer at the minute. That's the only show he's on.
Because it's the only show with, like, a panel on it. Like, he'll invent another show tomorrow that he can...
I think you're both right, in a way. Thanks. Sorry to bring him up.
No, in a way, I am... he's going to be hosting MasterChef next year.
Nah.
Saran, don't you have it? You love MasterChef.
He's going to be the new Batch, I reckon.
Yeah.
All right. At the end of that round, the scores are David Quirk, 1 point. Saran J. Amana, 2 points. Rose Callahan, 3 points. In the lead on 4 points is Marcel Blanche de Wilt. Yay!
Yeah.
All right, this round is called Yearbook. Now, in this round, we go back to our school days and talk about a moment that has stayed with us. And today, we're talking about a young Saran. Now, in year 12, Saran was his house captain and felt that he should lead by example at the school swimming carnival. The only thing is, Saran cannot swim. But that did not stop him from entering the 50-metre relay for his house. But what happened next? Was it A, he was so nervous standing on the block waiting for the first swimmer to come in that he vomited into the water? The rest of the carnival had to be stopped because the pool had to be cleaned out. That's A. B, Saran was swimming backstroke and 15 minutes in he thought he had finished. But once he had stopped, he couldn't get started again. And so he just pulled himself the rest of the way using the lane ropes? Or was it C, he got halfway and swallowed a ton of water. He was spluttering around but couldn't touch the bottom, so he pulled himself to the side going over different lanes. As he was passing one lane, he collided with another team and the whole race had to be stopped and started again. On the second attempt, Saran just doggy paddled the entire leg. Now, one of these is true. You have to ask Saran as many questions as you can to try and get the truth out of him, but bear in mind, he wants you to get it wrong, so he gets your point. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
Could I just clarify,
yes,
Saran, the middle one, the backstroke, was that the backstroke middle one?
Yes.
That's the second question?
Yeah, yes, I think so, yeah.
Did I just hear 50 minutes after 50 minutes swimming?
No.
I think just
15 metres.
15 metres? Is that what you said? Okay, yep. Just clarify.
Yeah, it was a 50-metre relay.
Yep.
And after 15 metres, yeah, okay.
Wait, what's, like, most pool length? Is that, like, 50
it
metres?
It was
that...
Olympic-sized swimming pool. It was actually okay. MSAC, the Melbourne Sports and Aquatic Centre. So there were lots of witnesses.
That's... MSAC was built... that does check out, actually.
It all happened at a swimming place. So that bit of the story is true.
Swimming, okay. Swimming, right. I've heard of this. Water.
When were pools invented?
So you say this liquid and you push your arms through it and you are propelled forward. I feel like that one's wrong because Saran's a private school boy and they probably had their own pool at the private school.
Rose, they all happened at MSAC. All of them.
Okay. All right. Well, that really throws a spanner in the works.
I want to know why you couldn't resume backstroke. Like, you're doing backstroke and then you couldn't do it again.
Because, you know, when you got to, like, hold on to the edge of the wall to get the stroke going?
To start it.
And I was just sort of holding on to the rope and I didn't know how to kind of start. But I'm not a swimmer at all. Like, I'm a very... Rope?
You sort of needed like a go, you know, in go karting, if you stall, like the guy comes over
you
and
a,
like throws.
I needed a guy to come give me a kickstart.
Like in the Dodgers, that carny who just kind of jumps on the back of your thing and.
Yeah, you need. He does a pole and he just. rides you around. So in the first one, why did you spew?
Just because I was so anxious. I'd been thinking about this. I just felt the responsibility. I had to be a good leader. I was house captain.
Okay.
It was like the first sports carnival of the year, so I had to show a good example at the start. And then every day leading up to the swimming carnival, I was just
anxious. What was the platform that you were elected on for school captain?
I ran on a campaign of free snakes for all at the school canteen.
What sort of snakes are we talking? Killer pythons or snakes alive?
It depended on your sort of demographic. You could just the snakes alive for most people, but if you had sort of
Coke and the bubblers, all the classic high school ones.
Were you? So you're in your, was still, you were 19 at this point.
I was 22. I actually repeated VCE about five times.
That's why the snakes taste better, don't
they? They had an old boys' rule that like the oldest person got to be the school captain.
He wanted to live out the heartbreak kid fantasy and thought, if I'm 22, it's all legal. It's fine.
It's legal. It's legal.
Like, what would Drazik do?
She's like, you're too old for me.
When I say you're it was 30. In a pool, it was actually the shark pool.
Yeah.
From Heartbreak High.
Just also the true part about the pool, about MSAC, you can't swim. Is that actually a fact?
I've had lessons since, but I'm pretty terrible. It was a very daunting task to get from one length of the pool to the other.
Can we talk texture of this vomit? What sort of texture are we talking?
I'd been eating a lot of snakes, so it's kind of a slimy. Sort of slimy is the best word I could use to describe the texture. But it
that
was
is
like
true.
It sort of because of its viscosity, it got into the water. You couldn't tell the water apart from the spew, and that's why they had to stop the race.
No, there would have been chunks of snakes. I'm sorry, but. We know
but
what
I,
snakes
when
are.
I eat,
there
you don't know how
been...
I eat snakes, Rose. I like to sort of.
We all know.
It's like whittle it down. Dissolve I'm a whittler. I'm a whittler.
Also, can I? So I thought, like, if someone vomits in the pool, they can't. They're not just going to pick up the chunks and go, "Yeah, you're good to go again." Like, it's going to be everyone cleared out.
Although it was pre-COVID, it's a different time.
Are you saying they drained the entire Melbourne Sports and Aquatic Centre? Sorry, but let's just step back. That's about, 8 billion litres of water. But you're saying this swimming carnival must go on. We have to quickly drain the pool in like 20 minutes,
I guess. Think
imagine how I felt,
pool.
Rose. It was embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty embarrassing.
Can I?
Rose, even if that one's not true, I don't think they drained the pool.
They just put more chemicals in.
They have things in place.
I once took my kids to the Brunswick Baths here in Melbourne, and the pool was closed. And they said, oh, sorry, we found some feces in the pool. It'll be open again in half hour. And I'm like, no, that's not long enough.
Why don't they have they have a code for that so it sounds more discreet, like there's been a code brown or something like that.
I don't think he said feces, but like he let me know it was someone had shat in the pool. It was the baby pool, so it wasn't like it was like
okay.
No, but Josh, it was just 30 minutes.
Cause wasn't like you were going to get in there.
Yeah.
It takes that long for them to swish it around in the water.
To
so
stamp it down the plug hole.
Visibly
go, yeah, you're
see
fine.
It anymore.
So it dilutes, yeah.
Yeah. And then it's
can we
not
talk?
Toxic.
Can we talk? The third option was you cross all the lanes.
Yep, and then they had to start again, and he doggy paddled the rest, the next leg.
See, that does have some like classic Seren sad boy energy to it. That could be. There could be 25 minutes in that right after doing something about being allergic to.
So what happened there, Seren? You
It's because I'm not a competent swimmer, so I got anxious in the water. I swallowed a lot of water, and then I kind of like just lost track of where I was going, and I was like, I started going horizontally instead of like down the length of the pool, and then some guy thrashed me with his arm, and we just kind of had to stop and start again, but I had swallowed so much water that I was like sinking to the bottom of the pool.
Drowning.
The only thing I knew how to do was. I don't even know the terms. That's how bad I am with.
I think drowning would imply actually trying to stay alive rather than just.
So I just resorted to doggy to get to the
doggy. After a long night, we've all.
This is sorry. I'm confused. I don't want to look at you anymore. My other memory of the heartbreak kid.
I've got to start doing doggy.
How did you accidentally cross those lanes? Those lanes are pretty well divided with those ropes.
You can go under the rope. The rope doesn't go all the way to the bottom.
Well, well, no, but, yeah,
when you start to sink, it
changes everything.
You're under the surface when you start to sink, so you, okay. You kind
of
like.
Is this? Did that leave sort of like trauma, like people that have been waterboarded? Do you have trouble like going to the shower or anything?
Yeah, any body of water. I can't even drink from a tap.
Even cry.
Yeah, I take all my liquids as solid.
Not unlike Bruce Willis in Unbreakable. You're a bit like him.
I'm exactly like Bruce Willis in many respects.
Do people know what they're going
to
lock in?
I don't know.
Okay, I think Marcel does. Okay, we'll start with Marcel. What do you think, Marcel? A, B, or C?
I wanted A, but I reckon I think I'm going to go C.
You're going to go C? Okay. Rose Callahan, what do you think?
I feel like there wasn't much differentiation. Wait, which one was the doggy paddle one?
C.
Okay, C. I'm going with C.
Okay, and David Quirk?
Yeah. A is impossible, but maybe just to the point of the difference, I'll say A.
You'll say A. Okay. The correct answer was B, so 3 points for Saran. He stopped 15 metres and then dragged himself along using the rope for the remainder of the course.
No.
It was the backstroke alone that made me think that no one in the right mind would just do that. Even though it is sort of safer because your mouth is facing up.
That was my preferred stroke.
Oh, I should have went with my gut instinct.
So was it
freestyle's overrated?
Was it a medley, or did you just go, freestyle gives me the option to do whatever I want?
Freestyle is just like drowning, but like going.
A liberal interpretation of the rules. I think.
Freestyle gives you the right to do whatever you want. Like you don't have to do that Australian crawl, which they call it.
Is it?
Yeah. You ever heard the Australian
crawl? Is that where the band gets their name
from? That is where the band gets their name from.
Don't be so reckless.
Yeah.
Wait, freestyle doesn't mean you get to do whatever you want.
Yes, it does.
No, I know, but the
you
word
are free
does.
It's a very to choose regimented whatever style you want.
Swimming stroke. You have to put one arm and then you're
no. It's like blue tack, it's like Hoover. It's
my God.
That is so popular, that's what everyone calls it. They go, that's the freestyle. But it's not. You can do whatever you want, Rose.
But so is it called because it's clearly the fastest way to travel.
Yep.
In the water, that is. But is it an Australian invention?
I think so, yeah. I think the Australians invented it.
Oh, wow.
Someone did. Yeah.
One of our four inventions.
Go. Yeah, that, the heels hoist.
The cochlear ear implant, the black box.
Goonsack. The goonsack.
Goonsack, yeah.
The goonsack.
Laughing.
Yeah, and we're out, and that's it.
The combination of the goonsack on the hills hoist.
Mm-hmm. Counts. That counts. That there's patents for that actually online. You can look it up.
All right. At the end of the round, the scores are: David, you're still on 1 point. Rose, you're still on 3 points. Marcel on 4 points. But now in the lead on 5 points, it's Seren. Yes.
Woo.
All right. This round is called Knowing Me, Knowing You. In this round, I'll read a story about someone on this show. You have to decide if it happened to them or it happened to me. You get a point if you're correct, a point to the person the story may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So you get these individually. So the first one is to Seren. Now, was it David Quirk or myself who, when we were four, our dad took us to get a haircut? He also took our older brother who went first. By the time it was our turn, our dad just wanted to get out of there and get back home, so he told the hairdresser about us, just shave it all off. Driving home, he realised our mother would lose her mind at him, so when we got home, he told us to run straight into our room and play while he talks to mum. Is that me, or is that David Quirk? You can ask his questions.
Oh. Okay. Dave, do you have an older brother?
I do.
Okay. And Josh, do you have an older brother?
I do, yes. Two and a half years older.
Two and a half years older. What's the age gap between you and your brother, Dave?
It's all falling apart.
12 years.
12 years. Oh, okay. Just based on that, I feel.
Maybe I'm trying to throw you off. No, sorry, yeah.
And Dave, would you go on family excursions to the hairdresser a lot, or have you ever?
We didn't call them excursions, but No, no. We would always, my sister and my brother would always get a haircut. Yeah. There's a big gap in the ages, but he was a teenager. I was like in my, you know, five or so.
Sure.
Yeah. We'd go on these excursions.
So he was a 17-year-old.
So he's a 17-year-old.
That needed to be escorted to get his haircut.
We still lived at home. We still lived at home.
That's fair. I think I'm going to go with Josh.
You go with me? Saran, you are correct. Yes, that is true. Yes, a point for Saran.
Maybe I shouldn't have been so honest.
That's all right. It's good. I love the honesty, Dave.
You're an actor. Yeah. Pretend you're fingering Josh Thomas next time.
But it really was. Apparently, I was very fidgety in the seat and the hairdresser was taking too long and Dad said, just shave it off. And I was very excited because the A-Team was very popular at the time and Mr. T was my favourite. So
Did he not leave, like, you know when in the 80s when kids would have
fringe?
Like a fringe?
No, I didn't
and,
leave
like,
the fringe.
No other hair.
It all went. And apparently I had beautiful curls that never grew back.
Aww.
Oh,
yeah, Mum was very, very upset.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, now, to David. Was it Marcel, Marcel or myself, who lost our virginity while the song In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins played? You can ask us questions. Me or Marcel? To you, David Quirk.
Oh, right. I heard my name, but I didn't know what it meant. okay. Good. Josh, whose idea to have that song playing was it? How did that come to be?
It was just playing in the mix in the house. It was a Reader's Digest collection of love songs that was in the house.
Love song, okay.
Yep.
Marcel, are you a Phil Collins fan?
I like Phil Collins. I'm more of a Susu Studio sort of guy, though.
Yeah, fair enough. It's more upbeat.
Good energy.
Yeah,
for
more upbeat.
First time.
Genesis, like his work in Genesis. Mm.
Yeah, good
shout,
music to pump to. Mm. For the first time. How old were you?
I think I was 15 going on 16.
And how come the music was playing, that track? That epic track.
Big fan of Shuffle and Windows Media Player, having all the downloaded songs from LimeWire and the like. The statute of limitations.
Yeah, I was like, they can actually still come after you. Your internet just goes out.
Okay, what was it like? Who was the person that you were with? Oh, I realised how sexist it sounded on the phone.
Yeah,
I just assumed it was a woman.
My girlfriend at the time.
I'll ask Josh the same thing.
Yeah.
It was the one and only time, and she dumped me on my birthday soon after.
It was the only time you've had sex.
Yeah.
Well,
I hear
you did it.
My wife.
You did it once. Your wife will, you know, she'll one day.
Right,
she's been very patient.
Okay. And when did you lose your virginity to In the Air Tonight, Josh?
I was 16. 16 in a couple of months.
I feel like it's Bernie Tasmania. I feel like be younger.
No. I couldn't
he
have been
no
younger.
Hair for a while.
Yeah. I'd also,
what do you mean you couldn't have been younger?
You're very close there, Serene, because I'd only had pubes for about
my God.
5 months before this.
Whoa.
Late bloomer.
Okay.
But yeah.
This is the sealed section of the podcast.
Very self-conscious about
what did every other, like, that's what, you know, I'm
in,
a girl.
Kids were getting in primary school. I was like year 10.
So many girls were just like, all right, Josh, let's fuck. Whoa. There is no grass on the picket, okay? What's going on?
That's why I'm such
so
a feminist. Girls.
That's what we say. That's our saying. If there's grass on the picket, let's play cricket. We actually invented that. And
so was it just to each of you, was it just a coincidence that song was playing then?
Yeah.
Like, was it random?
It was
like
in that thing.
Random.
So it was like a love song thing. So on the, it had like Boys to Men. It had like a bunch of like Talk It Over.
And so your memory of that moment that you'll never have ever again.
We've been doing
so
some
once in one
heavy petting,
song was
heavy petting, and then the and then like in it went.
That's at the drum bit.
Not the drum bit, but I remember the drum bit.
To enter. Yeah,
because it builds up. It builds up, and it was like, well, there's nowhere else to go here.
I can feel it
coming. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, should I just say no?
She was like, I can't feel it. Hey, sorry.
I feel like there's something Earl about it. There's something sort of, I think it's Josh.
You, David Quirk, are incorrect. It was Marcel. Yes.
I'm so bad at this.
And this is because, like, this is the days where you download all the things of the internet. Like, it easily could have skipped over to, like, 39 Ralph Wiggum quotes. Yeah. And that would have been, that would have been something else.
Would have been a different game today, wouldn't it? Do you know, just quickly, folks, I have a friend, I won't say his name, who claims that the first time he orgasmed, ejaculated, was the first time he had sex.
Really?
Is that radical? Like, wouldn't that be shocking?
But I was always like, this is so weird, because in high school, and I'm not sure if it is now, but in high school, when I was growing up, if you admitted to masturbating, that was a, like, people would call it a wank. It was like, oh, you wank. You, and everyone's like, no, I don't. And now
So you reckon he's probably lying?
Well, no, I'm saying he probably thought, oh, it's such a bad thing to do that, so I won't do it.
Oh, he's, yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
I'll ask him.
We'll ask him. There you go. All right, to Marcel now. Was it Rose Callahan or was it me who one year we were being driven around on a comedy tour and the tour manager vomited out of the window in the front seat of the car only for it to fly into our open window in the back seat of the car and hit us in the face? Was that Rose or was that myself?
This is for both of you. What sort of vehicle are we talking? Can I get, like, make a model and how many is it seating?
It was a Tarago.
Yeah, people
mover. And I don't know how to drive, so I don't know. It was, like, one of those ones where, like, if you had kids, there'd be, like, an extra, like, section in the back, you know? But you have to, like, climb over the seats to sit in the back bit.
Yeah. And mine was the same. It was, like, the three levels. So it was, like, the Tarago thing, and normally I'd be sitting in the back. But on this tour, Deanne Smith was on the tour and she was like, no, I'm happy to sit in the back because I've got the smallest legs.
Mm-hmm. And why are you usually in the back? Because you're cool?
Because I've normally got the smallest legs.
Oh, okay. You're not because you're trying to smooch someone or something?
Yeah, okay. No, smooching on comedy tours.
Because I would like to mention that In the Air Tonight is not a love song.
I'm concerned
about your... Your romance standards. Anyway,
that was a lie. I was trying to get...
Yeah, love song.
About a guy who's drowning. Anyway.
Surrender.
All right. okay, so how much vom did we get on ourselves? And I didn't think I'd ask this question a second time on the one podcast, but can we talk texture?
So it was like, it was quite thick actually. And also I need to say, our tour manager, Tony, was driving at the time and he went like that. And I was in the row behind him and I was sort of like hungover as well. So I was sort of like this, but it wasn't like the whole thing went in my face. It was just like a kind of just like there, but it was sort of like we'd been out drinking the night before.
A sort of like ocean spray sort of situation.
No, I think more like a thick soup, you know, that's sort of like, that's not very, it's like, you know, it's like almost a solid, but it's just like that kind of thing. Because we'd had like potato cakes and chips in the morning because we were hungover.
What a grotesque story.
And Josh, what sort of speed are we talking?
We were driving out of Sydney, so we're on a highway. So it was like, you know, going about 80. There was the tour manager was not driving. Another person was driving because the tour manager was very hungover because we had a night off in Sydney where there was no shows. And so I it was pretty liquidy. It wasn't too thick. It actually, you know, you wouldn't. If it hit you and you didn't see where it came from, you just go, oh, that's someone spilt water on me. So, yeah.
All right, last question for both of you. How did you take it? Did you take it in stride or were you a bit struppy? Stride or struppy?
I was very annoyed, but it was also my employer and I didn't want to piss them off and I didn't have any...
Exactly.
I didn't have any management to complain to either. So I was just like, can you believe this? And I took it to my private messages.
It's a dog eat dog world out there in comedy. I'm grateful for any kind of continued employment. So yeah, unfortunately, I contacted the comedians union, but they didn't answer because it doesn't actually exist, which is unfortunate. Mm-hmm. So there wasn't any actual recourse for me to take it further, if you will.
All right, I'll make a choice. You both have been tremendous liars, but I'm putting this down to two things. One was Rosa's mime of the steering wheel was very large, not unlike a bus steering wheel. And also when she was doing this last excuse, last lie, she was touching her nose an awful lot. So I'm going to say it was Josh.
You are correct, Marcel. Very good stuff there, yes.
That was
yes.
pretty good, though, Rose.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's a good lie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I had other things I was going to add to the lie, that we'd been at the Rest Point Casino in Hobart the night before.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, you need those. Yeah, you were going to do Hobart stuff.
Because I stayed there.
All about the details. Like Deanne Smith's small legs. That's what, as soon as Josh said I was like, this is the trip.
I like that there was a man named Tony that it happened to. I'm like, Tony's good for
me. I'm guessing it's Bev's husband, Tony. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Josh. It was based on Bev's husband, Tony, who's the tour manager for Puppetry of the Penis. So I was basing it on the Puppetry of the Penis tour that I did in Tasmania.
Right.
I honestly thought it happened to you both, to be honest.
Excellent. Thank you.
In a way.
Good on you.
All right, now to Rose. Was it Seren or myself who had a COVID test that was so brutal that our nose bled and we spent the rest of the day being very affected by it?
Being very affected. Oh, I'm so affected. But,
it's traumatic.
Okay, all right. Well, Seren... I know that Seren has a history of sinus problems, so if you could just outline them for me, Seren, just to rejog my memory.
I just like this podcast is portraying me as the puniest, weakest individual.
Should we talk about your nut allergy after this? Or
So I am a bubble boy. I have I've got asthma. And I've got I always have hay fever and stuff. But that's not COVID, you know, you don't just get tested for that.
Well, because I also have like sinus stuff. So I would be very irritated if that did go up my nose. So Josh, wait, so what were the symptoms of the affectations that you experienced that day?
Oh, the day afterwards?
Also, it was the day of and afterwards.
So it was the day of and... So it felt like my nose was bleeding the entire day, which it was not. It bled at the time, just a little bit, just like a little bit of blood. And then for the rest of the day, it felt like stuff was falling out of my head.
Okay. How long was the thing that they stuck up there?
It's like the standard test, although apparently they've changed it now.
Oh, okay. All right. It was wait, you're both on the count of... No, on the count of three, just both show how big the thing was that was stuck up your nose. One, two, three.
Well, because this is an audio podcast, but I would... Also, we're on a screen. I would say...
Just imagine if you're listening.
You know, like a regular cotton bud, it's like three of those.
If you're listening, Seren didn't really even make an attempt.
Have you not been tested yet, Rose?
No, just a reminder, I am in New South Wales. So I feel like... Every person in Victoria has had like 18 coronavirus tests. Is that how many tests, David and Josh, have you had?
I've just had this one, and it was brutal. Have you?
I have not been tested yet, but this is not about me.
Okay, all right. And wait. So, why did you get a test, both of you?
I got my test because I had to do it for a job.
You don't have a job.
I got mine because I was near an area, hotspot area, even though our street was fine. But
actually,
so Reservoir was one of the areas that are like, hey, if you're in this area, maybe go get tested.
I think it's Josh.
Rose, you are incorrect. It was Saran.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I just
Rose,
thought...
your instincts were correct at the start. I'm puny.
They're sinuses. Yeah. I'm like, I know your sinuses. They're a nightmare.
And can I say, for anyone listening who has not been tested, it wasn't that bad. I played it up a bit. It's not great. I wouldn't go out for fun, but it's fine once you get
yeah,
tested.
Yeah. To be honest, I think what happened was I had... We like driven back from Melbourne, and that's not enough of a reason for you to get tested. So I lied, but they could tell I was lying when I said I had symptoms. And I think they thought that I was some sort of masochist, and they wanted to teach me, don't just come here and waste our time. So he was like real aggressive with it.
I was going to say, I would have thought the Melbourne trip would have been a good idea, but then you just said a totally different reason. So that confused me. Oh, well.
Oh, but I had to get it for a job.
Yeah.
What job?
And sorry. He also wanted to get you to get it wrong, so he got your point. So the end of the round, the scores are David, 1 point. Rose, 3 points. Marcel, 6 points. In the lead on 7 points. It's Saran, yes.
Yeah.
Right, this is the final round. It's called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions, all about you four. If you know who it is, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. Get a point if you get it right. Point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. It is anyone's game. Really is at this point. Question one, who only wore UGG boots for the first time ever last week?
Marcel.
Yes, Marcel.
David.
No,
Quick.
It's Saran. Never worn UGGs.
No, never. But I'm a convert now.
You love them?
Yeah, they're very comfortable.
Is wool, you can't wear wool though, can you, David?
They're more than, they're leather.
Oh, they're leather. I thought it was just wool.
No, don't do it, Siri. Don't give in.
That's why I guessed it. I thought it might have been Dave having a little break.
Yeah, that's a good call. Even if they were like a full-on vegan thing, you don't want to look like that, do you?
No, they're in the house. I don't know why we have them, but I found them in the house, and I just out of curiosity.
Wait, you just put your foot in some mysterious UGG boots that were in your house.
They're my partner's UGG boot, but I...
They were in the house.
But you said you didn't know... A footwear renowned for wearing without socks, by the way. You're a madman. You're crazy.
Question two. Who told me a fact about them is they made banana bread and it was excellent? Which of you told me
Rose.
This? Yes, Rose.
That sounds like a very Marcel thing to say.
It does, but it's also a David Quirk thing to say. Point off,
what?
Rose. It was David Quirk.
Damn.
I'm glad that's on brand for me.
If you knew me, you'd know that I don't make anything. So that's a notable fact.
That's why it seems like twee. Like Marcel's like, I made some banana bread today. Had a great day.
I love this. We've found out that Saran's puny and I'm twee. I'll take it.
But also the brevity, you know. I made banana bread and it was excellent. Twitter shit. Like that's how you tell.
Yeah, you're seeing the patterns. Yeah.
Next question. Who flew to another country to meet a love interest and this person ghosted them and didn't pick them up from the airport?
Saran.
Yes, Saran.
Was it Rose?
You are correct. It was Rose, yes.
Why? I'm renowned for being lucky in love. Thank you very much.
I feel like you've told a story about this before. Or was this in one of your shows? It just felt like a Rose thing
just,
to fly.
My shows were just generally like, it was just like, you know, 8 stories about guys that fucked me over. But that wasn't in,
So glad
shows.
You put over in that sentence. Okay. question four. Who here got engaged during lockdown?
Oh, Saran.
Yes, Saran.
It was Dave Quirk?
No, it was Rose Callahan.
What the hell, Saran? We're like really good friends. You've hung out with me and my fiance like 5 times since we got engaged. Oh my god.
For some reason, I'm
literally wearing an engagement ring right now.
Yeah, I thought that was before lockdown.
Thank you, David. Thank you very much.
But congratulations, Rose. Yeah.
Thanks. You know that. Like, I saw you like 4 days ago. Oh my god.
Had your partner planned before lockdown to do this? Or was it just happened to be like, oh, we're going to be stuck together for a long time. Let's do it now?
Whoa. It was romantic. Actually, No, it turned out he was going to propose on a rooftop in Paris, France. Ever heard of it? But because we were going to go to Edinburgh, we were going to a wedding in a fucking castle in France, right? Because he has like rich friends. It was going to be sick. We're going to meet rich people and do rich people stuff. But then, yeah, we're in lockdown.
Was he going to propose at someone else's wedding?
No, after, like, okay. In Paris, like, on a rooftop. But I don't want to be one of those, like, public proposal people and just people being around and then people, like, filming me on their phones. That would be embarrassing.
Worst places to propose.
So I just want to say I got engaged, like there, like, half a meter from where I am right now because it was in lockdown. Nice. Yeah.
So I was going to say the worst places to propose are someone else's wedding.
Mm.
I'm going to say funeral. I wasn't going to, but that's also not good. But also, after a significant event for the person being proposed to. So people always propose to people at the Olympics after they've run their race or swam their event. It's like, no, let them have this time.
Yes. Oh, my God.
It's not about you. Let them have this time and then do it after. Yeah.
Did you see that video of the woman whose boyfriend proposed to her while she was doing the New York Marathon?
Oh, that's...
He's like, hey, babe. Yeah. And she's like, yeah. And he's like, will you marry me? And she's like, yeah. What a fucking psycho. Yeah. Who does that? Who's like, I'm going to ruin her marathon that so she's running.
She said no, and that was her first response as a...
Can we talk about that one... That one that went viral this year, which was that guy who pretends that the plane is crashing and makes his fiance read the flight manual. That's not romantic. No. Oh, this plane's going down. You better read this manual to see what's going on. Oh, it's actually an engagement. Like that's
a very hostile take. Like in that moment. Psycho. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my fiance was like, I'm dying from coronavirus. My last wish. He was like, just get in back.
Coughs up the ring.
Yeah.
Could question five.
Totally backfire, though. You realize how, like, fleeting life is. Yeah. And you're like, no, I've got better things to do.
Actually. Yeah, I was like, I'm moving on.
You put the test into the nose and you pull out the thing and there's a ring on the end.
Yeah. It was just like, oh, my God, stunning.
Question five. Who entered a high school talent show and their talent was doing an unrehearsed dance to the theme song from the Space Jam movie?
Rose.
Yes, Rose.
Marcel.
Of course it was Marcel. Yes, it was.
Okay, finally. I knew it. Me. See, I can imagine what you were wearing. You were wearing high tops. I feel like, were you wearing high tops?
I think it was boring. We had to be in our school uniforms, unfortunately.
Were you at least wearing a back-to-front cap?
I think we were. We were pretty lame. We didn't rehearse, and also we forgot to bring the CD. But luckily, two other boys in our class were also doing a dance to Space Jam.
Oh, my God.
So we borrowed the CD. So it meant that the school watched two pairs of boys dance to the entire song, which is a long song.
It's question song. Six. Who here has recently been getting into feeding the birds on their balcony, but now the birds are getting aggressive?
Marcel.
Yes, Marcel.
Syringe.
You are correct, yes. Point there for Marcel.
Oh.
What? That is weird because that I've been doing that.
You've been feeding the birds.
I was like, that seems like
that was going to be me.
I don't know whether we're feeding them the wrong thing, but we've transformed them into monsters. They were cute, adorable lorikeets, sick, like at the start of ISO, and now if we run out of sunflower seeds, they're banging on the window. They kicked me out of my bedroom last week. I'm sleeping out on the couch.
Oh, that's actually awesome.
Were you hoping to train them as like predatory lorikeets that like attack people that you don't like?
If that's I reckon that could be possible. Seeing their behaviour now, I reckon you could kind of turn them against your enemies.
Like the flying monkeys in The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly
that's cool.
Like that, yeah.
Or like the real monkeys that are taking over those cities that are, you know, they're not getting fed enough.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
Vietnam and stuff. Okay, next question. Whose Hotmail account was DJ Unco at hotmail.com?
I'm so distracted by Dave's
birds. Dave just put up some birds. I'll read it again. Whose Hotmail account was DJ Unco at hotmail.com?
Rose.
Yes, Rose.
Unco. I feel like... Wait, are you included in this,
no,
Josh?
No, I'm not included.
Okay, it's David Quirk.
No, it's Marcel.
Oh, that was...
I wish.
Unco.
I wish.
Unco is such
like
a good...
It is.
Yeah.
That's so Aussie.
It's not offensive, right? It's just uncoordinated.
Yeah.
So there's no...
No, it is.
It was offensive to me.
You're cancelled.
I owned it after a while, but it was, you know, a lot of trauma growing up.
All right, next question. Who has plans on building a house? Which of you are going to build a house?
Oh. Rose.
Yes, Rose. Oh.
David Quirk.
You are correct. Yes, point there for Rose.
Yes. I could picture
it. You wouldn't know to look at me, would you? You wouldn't know.
I can picture like a wife beater singlet and some like tight slacks. That's what you would be wearing.
Sorry, you don't call them
wife beater. Sorry, a Bonds chesty bond singlet in white and tight slacks and some kind of boots. That's exactly what you would wear to build a house.
Nice. I won't be touching anything. I won't be building a damn thing. Oh, I'll just... I want to try and get someone to build the fucking. Anyway. I came into some money sort of because my family house got sold and I'm going to try and work something out.
I thought when you said I'm going to build a house, I thought you meant you are going to get out there with the tools and
it's generally what it means.
It could be taken many ways. Yeah.
And our final question for the entire game. Who had superannuation in 9 different accounts?
David.
Yes, David.
Rose.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for David. Doubled his points on the last question.
When did I tell you that?
You tweeted about it.
Oh.
Do you know why I thought that, Rose? Because I just thought, one, you were smiling. I thought, you've got the worst poker face ever. But also, two, that I feel like your life might have been a bit like mine throughout your 20s where you were doing a lot of random jobs.
I thought you could say that. Doing a lot of random drugs and alcohol, sleeping with people.
And also, Seren is an accountant, so that probably ruled him out of that one.
Less likely.
Yeah. He might be very bad at his job.
I think
true.
Is Seren frozen?
He might be like, you know, fashion designers, how they always dress badly, dress down.
Yeah.
He's like that. He's like that as an accountant.
At the end of the game, the scores are David Quirk on 2 points.
Yes.
Rose Callahan on 3 points. Marcel Blanche de Wild on 6 points, but our winner on 7 points is Seren Jayamana. Yes.
I did very freeze nice. At the end there,
yep.
So I'm happy that I was able to hang on. It was very anxious being frozen, being like, I need an extra point.
Yeah.
Whatever. Hey, Seren, because you win, you get to promote whatever you want to promote first. You got a podcast?
What do I want to promote? Just go
He's trying
to
my... think up a podcast to start now.
Go to my website, serenjayamana.com. I've got heaps of videos and stuff there.
Sweet.
Check them out.
Awesome. Marcel, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram and stuff. It's Marcel BDE. That's my last name. Also, I was doing a thing called Humanity in 60. You can check that out as well. There's 60-second stories to warm your heart. That's over on Instagram. So check out Humanity in 60. And go to my website. It's my full name. There's good stuff on there. And, I want you to want me.
Great. Mm. Rose Callahan, where can people find you?
I just want to say, of all the stories that I told you that and you didn't include in the podcast.
Oh yes,
I told you that I'm pregnant, and you thought that that's not. That, then you didn't even ask about it in the podcast.
Well, I thought one, congratulations, but look at the other people, Rose. If I said who here is pregnant, I reckon it might be a bit too easy to guess. Which
it would
of
have
you
been
are.
Technology's
That's
come.
That's so sexist, Josh.
I know. I'm sorry. It's 2020.
But also,
I was like,
Josh,
what do I have to
you
do?
Really pregnant?
What?
It would
pregnant.
Be
also, Rose,
a bad time for me to announce.
I didn't want to steal your moment. This is your moment.
Nah,
you tell
right.
people.
I'm trying to promote this pregnancy, Josh, Excellent. And you are absolutely. I was trying to. Well, like, this is gonna...
Are you pregnant?
She
I
is.
Am what? Actually pregnant.
That's amazing.
Well, I'll just show. Can I just... I'm sorry to... I'm derailing the end of your podcast, but I am.
All right, she's standing up and showing
She's
off.
Showing.
Oh, wow. That's exciting,
that's
like Rose.
Shit. Thing.
Congratulations.
So, nice one.
Yeah.
Josh doesn't care because he already announced Carla Will's pregnancy on the podcast.
And Laura Dunham. But it's fine. It's like...
I didn't realise it. People, this was like everybody was announcing their fuck you. Honestly, Josh,
no,
I've known you for so long.
I should have booked you for my other pod, Don't You Know Who Is Pregnant? And then that would have come up.
I thought this could be the special edition Rose's Pregnancy podcast, and it just would have been different questions about my pregnancy.
I did like the fact that you told me, saying you had a dream that our children will one day play together.
I had a dream the night before Josh asked me that I was talking to Josh and he told me that he was having another child and it was a girl this time.
Yes.
And her name was going to be Catherine specifically. And then the next day, so I thought we could have recreated that. Catherine, and you could have told me Earl. That you actually were having a girl called Catherine. But
well, Rose, do I have some news?
It's a common, it has a hidden meaning.
This podcast is launching people's careers and launching babies' yes. lives.
Actual life.
So thank you.
So follow my baby's fetus on Instagram at Freddie the Fetus. Check it out. Just updates. Follow our Freddie the Fetus's Patreon. He's putting out some great content.
Excellent. And now, David Quirk, where can people find you?
Oh, don't worry about that. But I just want to tell you all, this is my parting shot. When I first used Zoom, I was at a my friend's 40th, and there was probably 20 people, 15, 20 people on the screen. And I thought I wanted to say something about one of the people on there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to say, hey, Siren, how fucked is Josh? And I actually went up to the speaker and did that. I went like, hey, shit.
Not knowing.
I just think, so that's what I want to promote.
You're such an old soul, David, and I love it.
I'm an old soul.
Hey.
Yeah, that's my problem.
You're still in your 30s.
Yeah, for now.
Yeah, like hanging on for dear life. Yeah.
Totally, you're quite literally. No, I don't really care. I want to be 40.
Yeah.
You know, that's come to my 40th birthday. It'll be in February next year.
Great.
If we're allowed to gather, you're all welcome.
Well, wouldn't be caught thank dead you. There, Rose.
Hey, thank you everyone who's been watching the live streams. There's still a few days to catch them if you want to watch the Don't You Know Who I Am live streams with people like, you know, Tim Minchin and Beth Stelling and Melanie Bracewell and a whole bunch of other people who are on who had never done the podcast before. It's very cool. And thank you everyone for playing, and I'll see you next time. Bye. Yeah.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.